The woods that are behind this sign were planted in loblolly pine in 2003, shortly before the Nature Conservancy got this place. So they're not that old, and you can see these loblolly pines are already quite tall. The sign in front of you talks about headwaters protection, which seems like a funny thing to talk about when you're looking at a big stand of loblolly pine, and if you simply turn around, you'll see a stand of loblolly pine and maturing hardwood forest that was last harvested in about 1972. But we'll talk more about the big woods as we see each other later today. Going back to this headwaters protection idea, it does seem odd that we're talking about headwaters when you're looking at pines. Within the confines of Ponders, there are two different streams, the Piney Fork and the Ingram Branch. Both of these freshwater streams ultimately make it to the Delaware Bay by means of the Broadkill River. The lands out in front of you shelter these two freshwater streams. When it pours rain, sheet flow travels across the land and gets itself into these freshwater streams and ultimately heads back down to the Delaware Bay. If you walk out in the woods around us, you'll end up finding lots of little tiny low spots. These collect water during the spring and the winter when it rains a lot. Well, where does the water go? Well, it seeps into the ground and it follows underground aquifers that ultimately make it to the Piney Fork and the Ingram Branch. So even though we're looking at pines of all sorts of ages, we really are talking about headwaters protection. If this place was still being logged, all of these chemicals and nutrients would be flowing into those streams. Had the Nature Conservancy not bought it from Gladfelder, and it had been converted into residential development, well, then we know what would be going on. Lawn fertilizers, blacktop, and all sorts of other things that we don't want into our headstreams would be flowing into those waters. So truly, this really is headwaters. By the way, if you're standing here in the spring, have a good listen around. You will most likely hear and see yellow-breasted chat, a species of special conservation concern in the state of Delaware, in the state of New Jersey, and in the state of Maryland, and they are remarkable birds. The bird on the picture on the sign is hermit thrush. You will see them and hear them in the great big woods that are behind you. Have a nice trip, and we'll see each other a little further up the trail.